Live. I hope everybody is having an amazing night, is having a great day and being safe out there because it is election time, right? And we've had some things to go on and some people have said some stuff and whatever, but who cares? That's neither here nor there. We are in for a treat tonight. I say that every night. I say that all the time, don't I? Because it really is. Every time I'm on, it's such an amazing time. And we are in for a treat every time. I hope I'm covering some things. I'm trying to make us more aware. And I do call it the changing of the gods, because I do believe that we are in an atmosphere of change. And I do believe that we have been in such a traumatic relationship with white folk that we are afraid to grow. We're afraid to do something different. We are afraid of change. Okay. Why do I say that? Because I'm looking at what I'm seeing as far as the presidency and as far as a lot of stuff that's going on right now in the Black community. I see us having an opportunity to grow. But we're not wanting to grow. Okay. I did change the time tonight, you guys. So just know that I will be coming on. So maybe some Fridays, depending if I'm off or not, but this is my birthday weekend. So my born day weekend, I should say. Just didn't know how the rest of the weekend was gonna look. So I said, well, let me just go on a little later tonight. I did work, came from, it was rushing. So I am here and ready to go. Let me give you the title. And then Blog Talk, if you guys want to call in, we're going to do a title tonight, and we are going to really dig into some really important things because I don't think that we really understand how serious things are right now. I don't think we really understand what's really going on, and I think sometimes Yahshua, he'll do stuff for us. And if you're not familiar with what he's doing, you'll try to get in there and you'll try to fix it for him, okay? Like he don't know what he's doing. Okay. But let me just make sure that you guys understand that he got this. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what he's doing. He don't need help, okay? So we don't have to try to get in there and help him out, okay? We don't have to do that. But the title is how do we deal with the fear of change? How do we begin to just relax and breathe and know that we don't have to know the end, but we do know that we win? Okay. We don't always have to know the end, but do know that we will win. Okay. We've come up on some, 2020 within itself has been an amazing year. Okay. It's been full of surprises. And I do believe that the next 4 years, whether it's Biden or Trump, because I don't believe either one is going to or will do anything for us. I think it's up to us, but I don't think we realize that yet. But we will, okay? Because we've chosen a man. We've chosen to go back to sleep. We've chosen to go back to slave quarters. And why do I say that? Because yes, Trump is a racist. Yes, Biden is a racist. You have two races. You have one that smiles in your face and lies to your face and is a racist to your face. Then you have one that smiles and won't admit that he's a racist, won't admit to how he devastated the Black community. He's always deflecting, always pushing it on somebody else, but then doing dirt behind your back. But he already told you. So you guys cannot say that Joe Biden didn't tell you. He told you what he's going to do. He told you, I am going to bring in 11 million immigrants. I am going to give the police who are murdering Black people $300 million more. So that to me, you don't have to say no more. I got it. I'm serious. You don't have to, keep telling me I do understand. And if that's what you're going to do, then you do it without my vote. Okay. I just was not going to have any part of either one. Okay. And then we found out that there was a Black woman running, and her name was Jade Simmons. And I looked her up and didn't really, see a Black plan. She was on Charlamagne the God, so she did talk a little bit about a black plan, a little bit about what she wanted to do, but it still wasn't enough. But when do we trust us? When do we run for these offices? When do we get bold enough and have enough courage to free ourselves? Okay. I want to talk about a couple of other things. I had a picture and I want to show you this picture. And this picture was very concerning for me. I think it's on my blog talk. Okay. It's on my blog talk. So I don't know how to get to it, but it was a picture. I think I have it in my phone. I want to show you this picture because it was very concerning because Ebony magazine, back in like 1969, they had a picture, and I'm going to show you this picture. They had this picture on their website, okay? I don't know if you guys can read that or not, okay? That's, Black Jesus, right? Can you guys read the bottom of that? I'm going to push it really super close. It said what? The Quest for a Black Christ. What date was that? March 1969, right? Okay, that was Ebony magazine. You see that? Let me show you how damaged we are. And it's so sad. And it really is sad because I don't think you can be abused sometimes and not even know that you're abused because you get used to the abuse. And it could really impact your life, but everybody else can see it but you. Haven't you had sisters or cousins that was in an abusive relationship and you kept trying to tell them, don't go back. You need to leave. I had a girlfriend. We were young, super young. We just, I think we were like 21. And her guy that she was dating was very abusive. And every now and then she would call me to come and get her. And then I would go to get her. And I was married at the time. And my husband said, you need to stop doing that because you don't want to go over there one day. And he don't want her to leave. He don't want her to leave. And then you get in the midst of something and she ended up going back anyway to him. I mean, every time they would leave, I would, come to the rescue. Oh, my friend needed me. And I would always go to her rescue and, and I would pick her up and, move her out and, she put her stuff in my car and we'd move for a couple of days and she'd come back and go back. Okay. But the last time I didn't go, thank God that I didn't because it didn't end well for her. He ended up throwing her down some stairs and she ended up dying. But they brought her back, but she had brain damage, which was super crazy because I hadn't heard from her in like maybe a month. And I was worried and I was like, where is she? What's going on? And I was scared to go by the house and I couldn't contact her. And I didn't know what to do because I had her mom's number and I ended up calling her mom. And her mom said she had, told me that she was in the hospital and she had been there for like 30 days already. And I went up there and I saw her and I just broke down because she knew who I was, but she knew why she was there. She was telling me she was there for a baby. But it, like I said, she had brain damage. Okay. And, I haven't talked to her in like years because it was just so hard because I know the person that she was before that happened. And then I saw the person that she became and she went back to him. Even after the, because she didn't remember the accident. She didn't remember anything. And the police was asking her what happened. She couldn't tell, but her youngest son, which was like 5 or 6 at the time, he saw everything. So he began to talk to the police, but that kind of put him in a bad situation. So I ended up kind of pulling away from that situation because I felt really horrible that even happened to her in the first place. But even through our talks, I used to tell her, you can't keep going back and forth. You can't keep running back and forth. You have to decide. Either you're going to go or you're going to stay or you're going to, what are you going to do? Okay. I think it was just so sad because she ended up, like I said, she ended up, I hope I'm on air. Hold on, I'm going to see if I can. Something here. Trying to see if I can use my computer. I'm trying to make sure that I'm on Blog Talk also. I don't know if I am or not. Hold on, you guys. Let me see here. Let me see. Hold on, let me see. I do apologize, you guys, because this is because I was trying to get on here and I've been trying to do my show. Like I said, I am on Blog Talk and but I don't think I'm on here. I'm gonna try to switch over. I don't know if I could do them both at the same time. Hold on, you guys. I don't know if I'm on or not. All right, I'm gonna just stay on here. I think I'll have to do my blog talk another time where I can download it. But like I said, like I was saying, she did call and she had gotten hurt, and I just kind of pulled out of that whole thing. I didn't want to be around. I didn't want to go around that. I didn't want to be bothered, in that atmosphere with that. It was very sad to see her even after she got out of the hospital. It was just so sad because she didn't even realize what had happened. But I wanted to, that I showed you that picture, and I showed you that picture to say that Ebony in 1969 was almost bankrupt because Black folk didn't want to see a Black savior on the front of the Ebony magazine. That's sad. But we could see a white one all day long, and it's no problem. Okay. I do want to mention, as far as I was listening to a story, and it was a young man named by the name of Willie Brown, Senior Willie Brown. And Willie Brown was found hanging on a tree. Will March, Black Lives Matter marches. We march for Floyd, George Floyd. We march for Breonna. But when we find men hanging on trees, we don't march. Why? Because you believe what the police tell you that they're actually committing suicide. No. Our men don't know how to tie nooses. I don't, and I've talked about this before. 65% of Black men, okay, 65% will not hang themselves. We don't hang, but that's not something that we do. Okay. Less likely to kill themselves. That's not something that we do. Okay. They are most likely to take pills or the last one to get to shoot themselves. But that has been a very bad taboo in our Black community. We don't kill ourselves. We don't. Because we're afraid of going to hell. Remember when I grew up, if you commit suicide, you went to hell. And whether it was true or not, we weren't taking any chances. So that's not something that Black folk do. We don't commit suicide. We just don't. And it's so sad at how we'll march for everything else. We'll march for our stuff when it hits us. Then we want everybody to come and march for us, for our stuff. But we won't march for somebody else's stuff. Why are we not tearing these streets up for our brother? He's not the first, he won't be the last. But because they're saying, oh, it's a suicide, we're not making a big deal out of it, but we should. We should really be making a huge deal out of these suicide attempts or what they're saying. Because guess what? When the family asked the police officers, that was the sheriff's department that was there, they asked him what was that, what was found at the scene, trying to get the answer. And they said, oh, his cell phone, and it was something else. And they said, well, you didn't find, and they said, was there anything else? And they said, no. And they said, well, how did he get up there? It was like a 10-foot rim, okay? He was hanging from a basketball court. And it was a 10-foot rim, so how did he get up there, family? And that's what the family's concern was. How did he get up there? You didn't find a ladder. You didn't find a bucket. You didn't find a chair. You didn't find anything, but you said it's suicide. When you first got out there, you saw suicide because they're hanging. But you didn't investigate. You didn't take any fingerprints. You didn't do anything to call it a crime scene. You didn't even take the area off. You just automatically went down. But you have to understand, we have KKK in blue, right? We have KKK in robes, KKK in suits, right? Let's not forget that. They've infiltrated the police department. We know that. Because what are they doing? They turn around and shoot you dead on the spot. But somebody chasing them with an axe or chasing them, or throwing a bomb inside their police car, they don't shoot. They tase. Okay? So we know that they know what to do. We know that they have the right training. So they're doing exactly what their training tells them to do. Okay? Because they know they're not going to get in trouble. If you kill one of those Negroes, you're not going to get in trouble. This is why it's so important for us to change our nationality. And I am going to do a show on that. I've not gotten in contact with the people, the right people yet. You know, everybody runs on this. They'll tell you how, but, I need details. Show me how, because I'm interested in doing it. If this is what's going to save my family while I'm here, then I'm going to do everything to do just that. Okay. But my thing is, we have to start caring about each other. If it's not hitting your home, then you'll say, it's not, well, okay. I've had a young man, and we were talking on Facebook, and we were talking about the police officers and blah, blah, blah. And he made the statement that I haven't had any. I grew up in New York, and I haven't had any problems with police. And I said, well, you know what? The last young man that said that, okay, ended up dying by the hands of the police, the very police that he said the same thing, that he had never had any problems by the police. And this was the last story I did. I don't really remember the young man's name, but he was shot by the police. But he had said the same thing, that he had never had any problems with the police. But guess who ended up killing him? The very people that he said he had no problems with. That's who ended up shooting him. Okay. So we have to be very careful what we say out of our mouths. But we also have to be vigilant. We have to be like a person that we seek danger and we stop it before it's at your front door. You know what I'm saying? You have to be one of them warriors. Okay, you see danger way down the street. You can smell it before it's actually in your face, because when it's in your face, it's too late. You want to see danger way around the corner, down the street, on somebody else's corner or somebody else's street, and not on your street. But we have to get to the point where we care about other people's street, because it's not happening. And I tell most white folk who say, police aren't doing this, police aren't doing that. I said, until you become black, until you walk in my black shoes, you can't tell me what my reality is. You can't tell me what's not happening in my community. I'm telling you what's going on. But because you're not experiencing it, you probably never will, because you're not black. Just like there's some things in a white community that I would never know, because I would never experience it because I'm not white. Okay. Like that white privilege. I would never understand that. I don't know what that feels like. Because we as black folk have not experienced that, right? So when they tell me, well, if he should have complied, that bothers me. I'm often to say, be very careful what you say, because you may have to experience that. And my prayer is that most white folks need to experience what we're going through right now. In order to understand what we're going through, they're going to have to experience it. They are going to have to experience it. They've not experienced it yet, like we have. And that's the sad part about it. Because they'll sit up here and talk all day long about this, that, and the other. And say, he should have complied. But Philando Castile was in his car. Was he not complying? He was sitting in his car, right, family? What did he tell the police? He said, I do have a gun. And what happened? He got shot anyway. So was he not complying? Oh, I think he was complying. He was complying, all right. So what happened? He was complying. But they shot him anyway. Right. Yeah, they did. So we have to get to the place where other people's stuff, it becomes our stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about garbage. I'm saying if we're, if you have a friend or you know somebody, like for instance, Willie Brown Jr., the dude was that was found hanging on a tree. We have others. Remember Melissa McKinney, Danye McKinley. Her son was found in her backyard, hung. And they also said that was a suicide. But she was one of the activists that was in the Missouri. Okay. So a lot of those activists died in Missouri. But we didn't even rise up. We didn't cover her. We did stories on her, but we didn't cover her. We didn't hold and love on her while she was going through that grieving process because she was out of the limelight. And she probably still is. I think she's since moved. But what did we do? We went back to doing us. Nobody has anybody checked on her? Has anybody emailed her? Has anybody contacted her on Facebook? Has anybody, this is what I'm saying. We have to care about our own like we do them. They don't get the same energy. We don't get the same energy that you give them. You understand what I'm saying? We don't get the same energy. We have to learn how to love in-house first before we can love outhouse, outside of us. But even with the black guy, Willie Brown, his family said he wasn't depressed. He didn't have any mental issues. Nothing out of the ordinary. He wasn't acting weird. He wasn't acting depressed. Because you can tell if somebody's depressed. If you're around and that's your brother, you know if your brother's depressed or not. That's not something, like I said, 60% less likely to kill themselves are men are. That's not a preferred method with us. Okay. I'm just saying. We have to start rising. We have to start caring. We have to start looking to ourselves, okay, for help. We look outside right now. We've been looking outside. We've been looking to other people that don't even look like you, who show you every day that they hate you, who show you every day that they have a perpetual hatred for you, but we're still looking to them to save us. That's how sick we are. We've been traumatized. We have been in this abusive relationship for way too long because we don't even know that we're abused. We don't even know. We've gotten used to the police killing us. So we look and we see it, it happens. We may mourn, we may, have a attitude, we may march for a couple of days, we go back to normal. Next killing, family gets paid, next killing, we do the same thing over and over until it hits home. But why does it need to hit home for us to do something? Why does it have to hit home for us to do for self? Why does it have to hit home? We can start right now in 2020, getting prepared for the next election, getting prepared for 2022 or 2022 when the Black Caucus and some of those people, because I know I don't think all of them ran on this ticket. I think in 2 years, or maybe next year, that it's their time. But I think right now we need to start looking into running for some of these offices. And I think we need to back ourselves. I think we need to start protecting, covering, expecting. We need to start caring. The same energy that you give white folk, we need to give to each other. And that's not what we're doing. I'm just saying. We were a little bit, I heard another story that we really need to. It was about T.I., I think it was. And it was a young man that was in a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. And I don't know for the life of me why we are still supporting them. I don't understand. I don't understand what's so hard about us coming amongst our own. We'll celebrate and we'll give our monies to other people. The Chinese have made billions. I think it's like $10 billion off of black hair. Billions. I didn't say millions, I said B billions. Okay, billions of dollars off of black hair products. But we won't do that for our own. Why? If we even mention being black, if we even mention a black business, if we even mention something that we want to do for black people, we're afraid that they're going to call us racist. We're afraid that they're going to, you know, look at us strange. We're afraid, but they do it all the time. And we don't look at them weird, do we? We do, but what can we do about it? Nothing. But until we start doing what they do, then it'll make a difference. Until we start loving on us like they love on them, until we start respecting us like they respect them, like we respect them, because they don't respect you, but we respect them. Until we start doing for ourselves, until we start getting this right, nothing is going to change for us, family. I don't care who you put in office. We had 45 presidents before this one, 45. And how many have done anything for black people? How many have written black laws? How many have written any laws to deal with our black issues? And we really believe that the most racist man ever, that devastated the black community, that put most of our men in jail and divided our families for the same drug that his son smokes now. But his son never went to jail. But you can't dig a hole for Israel and you not fall in that same hole. You can't dig a hole for us like Planned Parenthood and expect your babies not to be aborted. You can't even have babies. They can't even, low birth rate, low sperm count. By 2040, it's going to be more majority black folk on this earth. Do you guys know that? Yahshua is making them disappear. It's not, it's a God thing. It's nothing. But what's so sad about it is we are helping them to survive because we go and have babies with them now. We go and mix and mingle our seed with them now. He told you, come from among, learn not the ways, and be separate. That's what he told you. And you wonder why were so many people dying of COVID? Come from among, be separate, and learn not the ways. That's why. He gave you strict commandments on what to do. Mixing and mingling your seed was not one of them. He told you not to. Deuteronomy 7. Think I'm lying? Read it. Look it up and read it. But that's not what we do. We think we can do what we want to do. We can't. He gave you the plot. He gave you the ploy. He gave you the roadmap. He gave it to you. But what do? We look at it and my pastor said, I can eat pork. My pastor said, your pastor didn't teach half y'all black folk the way they were supposed to because they had no revelation. The blind was leading the blind. Literally, the blind was leading the blind. Remember three blind mice, three blind. Yeah, our pastors were leading us blind. Did they ever ask me one question? Did they ever teach us on family, anything family? Family orientated on, remember when men and our men were doing the drugs and our, you know, men, you know, the women, the marriages was developing, the feminist movement. That should have been a topic in the church. And they should have said, ladies, that's not your fight. Stand down. That wasn't our fight, ladies, and it's still not today. We knew how to, our men knew how to treat us. We had families. That was the white woman stuff. And what they do, they brought it to the black women and said, hey, I know y'all need this. Y'all having a problem. We should have said, no, you handle that. We got that. You do that over there. We're going to do this over here. But that's not what we do. We jumped on their bandwagon and we look like fools now. They got they men and what we got. What we got, family? Where your men at? With white women. But we was helping them to be free, right? And what they do? They came in and took your man. They happy. They good. And what you? Alone. Alone. Because we jump on their bandwagon. We want to fight everybody's fight. That's not our fight. To save America with Biden, that's not our fight. Let them fight against them. Let them fight. If they didn't want Trump in, they put him in, they should have got him out. What black folk do? We help them out again. We got Biden in there. It's just disgusting. Both of them are disgusting to me. We bailed them out again. We bailed them out again. We didn't put them in that predicament. You should let them keep Trump in another 4 years. He wasn't hurting us. He wasn't hurting me. He really wasn't. But you're going to see the next 4 years, if Biden get in there, you are going to see. I hope you have your own businesses that we can come together and support each other. Because he already told you, I'm bringing 11 million immigrants. He said, immigration is the way. He already told you. And y'all black folk act like you didn't hear it. Or you act like he was lying. Or I don't know what you thought. But he told you, I'm going to bring 11 million immigrants to America. He told you, I'm going to give the police officers. I'm not defunding. I'm not dismantling. I'm bundling, knuckling down, doubling down, and I'm giving them $300 million. These are the very ones that are murdering you. That's what he told you. That's what he thought about you. But what you think? Yes, Amasa. I'm going to put you in anyway. Yes, Amasa. And Carmela already told him not doing anything for you. She already told you. Not doing nothing for you. That's okay. You ain't got to do nothing. You can have my vote anyway. You don't have to do anything. I don't want anything. I hear Black folks saying all the time, I don't want anything. You don't have to do. I can do for myself. If you could do for yourself, you would have already done it, dummies. If you could do, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. Please forgive me. I shouldn't say that. Because it's not all of us. Because there are 5% woke, 90% sleep. And the 5% that are woke are trying to help the ones that are still asleep. And they're looking at us like, what's wrong? What? With the sleepy still in their eyes. And they're coming, what? Rubbing their eyes. It's time to wake up. It's time to move forward. It's time for us to come together. Because if we don't, we are all we got. It's time for us to stop looking for white folk to bail us out. We are here to bail us out. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this, family. We don't need them bailing us out. But it bothers me when I hear people saying, we talk about reparations, they, oh, we don't need reparations. Oh, God. That, how are we going to close the wealth gap if we don't get reparations? They've got how many years ahead of us? They have 300, 400 years ahead of us? 300 years ahead of us? What is it? And you... They have a head start. That's just like running a race, and they up there, and we trying to start here at the starting line, and they've been running. You know, they've been running for, we on a long distance run, and they've been running for about 15 minutes already. They've been running for half an hour. How about that? Or an hour. Can we catch them? We have to close the wealth gap, family. We have to close the wealth gap. 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 So yes, it's important. We have to close the wealth gap. And that's not what we've done. We're not closing the wealth gap. And the only way for us to do that, the only way for us to do that is what? The only way for us to do that is to get reparations. So yes, we do need reparations. The Jews, when they came up and was getting ready to write a check to them, and they write a check every year, $38 billion. Billion was what Obama gave them. And they get a check every year. I'm just saying. Every child under 18 gets a check every year. Every child gets a check every year. I'm just saying. But you're going to say, I never hear a Jew say, oh, we don't need no money. We're good. I never heard Indian when Obama gave them $3.3 million. I never heard them say, oh, we don't. Plus they got casinos and licenses for their casinos. They make money every year, every day. They're making good money with their casinos. But I'm just saying, I've never heard an Indian say, we don't need no money. We're good. We don't need reparations. We're good. But who says that? Black folk. We don't need anything. Yes, we do. In order to fix the wealth gap, close the wealth gap, we need reparations. Yes, we do. We cannot do this without closing that wealth gap. So stop thinking that we can. We can't. You can use that reparations to move. Use reparations to buy a property, buy up some land. Use to get reparations. And you can, sky's the limit. You can invest it. Hopefully you'll invest it. Hopefully we'll build manufacturing companies. Hopefully we'll have it together and we'll build our own schools. We'll build get our communities together. If 19 family members can do it, we can get 19 more family members to do it. We can start little groups of family members and everybody get 100 acres and build your school. And we build close enough to yours, our children can go to your school. And we can teach our own children. But yes, we do need reparations. So okay. So how do we deal with the fear of change? How do we deal with it? How do we deal with it, family? Because we've been in this abusive relationship way too long. Way too long. If you're looking up, if you're looking for me on Blog Talk, if you go through, you have to go and pull up Blog Talk Radio. And if you put in the changing of the gods, all of my topics will come up. Okay, the changing of the gods. That's what it's up under. But I also like the Reconstruction 2020. I love that because this is what is happening right now. It's the Reconstruction of 2020, and it is scaring the bejesus out of everybody. It is really scaring us, okay? It's really scaring us because it's almost like we're trying to fight against it. We're trying to fight against the move. We're trying to fight against the move. We're trying to fight against what we really need to be fighting for. We're trying to fight against Yahshua because he's changing this thing around for us. He's changing it for us, and we fight. No, I don't want to go. No, no, no. He's like, I got a better place for you. I got something better for you. You're like, no, I'm comfortable here. This is okay. I don't want to move. I don't want to leave. This is good. I'm good right here. Leave me. Let me be here. I'm good. But we're not good. We haven't been good for a long time, family. We haven't been good for a long time. We haven't been good for a long time. So how do we get there? We first have to recognize that there's a problem. How do you make a newborn baby that's just coming out the womb? And you're trying to breastfeed. This is natural, so I hope this is not, you know, but you're trying to breastfeed and they're not quite catching on, okay? You got to guide them to the nipple, right? It's 5% of us that are woke and we have to keep talking. I know it's frustrating and it's hard because we have to also watch the media because the media usually tells Black folk how to think. They tell us how to think. Just like once the media told Black folk that Trump was racist, they kept repeating it, didn't they? They kept repeating it. And that's all. People didn't know why they didn't want Trump in. They just kept saying, oh, he's racist. But they never told you how racist Biden was. But we should have known that because we've had a past with Biden. We've had 46, almost 50 years with Biden, right? Biden and the Black community have had a really long relationship, longer than Trump. And you mean to tell me all of what this man, and you know, I kept hearing people say, oh, you got to forgive, but you wasn't forgiving Trump, right? That's the part that was cracking me up because people said, oh, you got to forgive Biden. I'm like, well, are you forgive? Does that go for Trump too? You forgive this one, but not this one, but they're both racist, really? This one did more to you. Biden did more to you. But you tell me, oh, you got to forgive Biden. And then you look over here and don't forgive Trump. That made no sense to me. That made no sense. We say stuff because we were repeating what the media told us, what they kept saying, what they kept reiterating. Trump is racist, depending on who you were listening to. Fox News, they told terrible. They Biden all the way. And they kept telling us, Trump is racist. And that's what we kept hearing. Trump is racist. That's all we hear. What did he do to you? I don't know. He's just racist. We just got to get rid of him. We got to get him out. But let me tell you, but Biden, let's talk about what he did. Oh, it doesn't matter. We got to forgive. Okay. We got to forgive. Why were you so adamant about voting for Biden? Why were we so, oh my God, we just embraced him. We didn't even want him at first. Remember that, family? We didn't want Kamala or Biden. We didn't. Black folk kept saying, oh, we was talking about the crime bill. And they turned around and gave you who you didn't want. They said, watch this. Watch how we lead the horse to water and make them drink. Watch how we lead the horse to water and make them drink. It wasn't hard. It wasn't hard at all. Because they kept it in your face. Trump is racist. Oh, COVID. And some other stuff. But they never put in your face the crime bill. The drug act. Where Black folk got more time having crack than cocaine, and it's the same drug. But that's what Biden did. They didn't put it in your face how he paid the state $13 million. But he said, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was the black leaders, the black pastors, the black caucus. But he created it. He created it. Clinton's three-strike law, he signed it. Bernie did too. Let's not forget Bernie. Oh, reparations was that. Oh, my God, what's reparations? He signed it. So how do we get black people to change their mindset? The same way the news did it. The same way the news. We put it in your face. What needs to happen? We need to do for self. But it's the sad part about it. Black folk can't tell you that. White folk got to tell you that. In order for us to get to the place where we're doing for self, white folk gonna have to come tell you. Like Dana Stevens, who's really great with black people, who knows who we are. He's got to be the one to come and tell you. Black people's time to do for self. Black people's time to start thinking for yourself. Black people's time to come together and love on each other. Black people, Dana Stevens, somebody white will have to come around us and begin to spoon feed it to us every day. Somebody white. It's sad that that has to happen, but because we are so damaged and so Stockholm syndrome and so Willie lynched, we've been traumatized, family. And because of that, it's not that we're dumb or stupid. You've been abused. Most people in abusive relationships, you look forward to your abuser because you're looking at them and you've been abused so long because that's all you had. That's all we had for so long. We look at them and we're looking for their approval. Did I do good, Massa? I voted for Bernie. I voted for was Biden. Did I do good, Massa? And they give you a little pat. They gave you a little pat on the head today. And they said, what they do? They had the black man carrying a white man. It was a picture of a black man carrying a white man. And they said, the black culture did it again. Something like that, I think. The black culture did it again, or the black culture carried us through, or something they said like that. We saved them again. But what have they done for us? What have they done for us? And it's a shame because Dana Stevens is going to have to, and he's an amazing, amazing white guy. He's something, okay? He knows who we are, and he jump on them white folk all the time. But it's going to have to be somebody like him that don't look like me, don't look like you. It's going to have to spoon feed us how great we are, how amazing we are, and how powerful we are, and who we are. Because it is time for us to open up our eyes and be taught who we are. Everybody else knows who we are except us. We're the only ones that won't receive it or accept it. We won't receive it or accept it. Why won't we? Because we don't believe that we're that great. Because we've never been told by them that we're great. We've always been told you're nothing. You've always been treated like nothing. You've always been abused, traumatized. So when somebody that comes along that looks like you try to tell you you're great, nope, I don't want to hear it. I'm looking over here at Massa. I didn't hear it from Massa, so I can't take your word for it. Nope, I gotta hear it from Massa. So we're looking at Massa, waiting on them to tell us, and we're hearing it from other black people. We're hearing it from other black people. We're hearing it, but we're still looking at Massa like a little puppy. You know, Massa, did we do good? Massa, we get your approval. We're still looking over there at Massa, and Massa looking at you like, I hope you don't get it. Don't expect me to say nothing. I hope you don't recognize how great you are, but then I fall. So I'm hoping you're not good. And then come on, give me your children so I can teach your children too how great they're not. How great they're not. So how do we deal with the fear? It's a shame that we don't even know that it's time to move. We don't even know that it's time to come together. We don't even know that it's time that we can do this. We don't even know that it is us that's going to take us, getting us out of this rut. We don't even know that. We can't even fathom that. We can't even, my throat's a little dry. We can't even think about it. We can't even visualize us being free, because guess what? Every time we have a person that looks like us that try to come to free us, what do we do? We fight against them. Ice Cube, he came with a plan, a black plan. Black plan. The contract for Black America. That's what he called it. The contract for Black America. And what do? We tore him a new booty hole. Why? Because he wasn't white. If somebody white, if he had put somebody white in his place and told them, I want you to go in front of Black America and show them this plan, we would have sucked it up. We would have ate it up. And I almost wish he had him. Don't take the credit for it. Let somebody white come. Let Biden's son come and tell you I have a black agenda plan. And then let him run for president and we'd have voted for him. That's how sick we are. That's how sick we are, family. If Ice Cube had have used somebody with a white face to come to us and give us that plan and say, here's your black plan. Here's your contract for Black America. We would have ate it up. Nobody would have said nothing. We would have eaten it up. We would have eaten it up. We'd have been glad to have it. Oh, Massa, look at us. Massa, see? Oh, my God, they finally see that we have a black. Oh, my God, they finally see that we need a black plan. Oh, my God, they finally see. And you would be like Roland Martin sitting up there crying. Well, I see a lot of black folk voting. Did you see him sitting up there crying? Because he's seen a lot of black folk going back to the plantation. Because he never left. And he wanted Misery Love Company. Come on back to the plantation. And he was just crying. I see niggas going back to the plantation. Oh, my God. I see him going back to the plantation. We should be crying now. We're sheep being led to the slaughter. And we don't even know. We don't even know. But you can't say you didn't know because he told you. But we still think this white races dried up dementia because his doctor came on and told us he's not fit for office. That's what they told us. But did we care? No, we didn't. I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Drop my lipstick. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. But we didn't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Don't tell me nothing. His doctor told you he was not fit. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to get rid of Joe. I don't know what they're going to do. But Kamala is going to be your president. And I'm shocked that they, but you know why she's going to be your president? Because she's safe and they know it. She's one of them sold out Negroes that don't even, has never said she's black. Don't even acknowledge being black. Black is not even on her birth certificate. You never asked for her birth certificate like they did Obama's, did they? Why? Because black is not on there. She never put black on her birth certificate. Always went under something else. Indian or whatever. I don't know whatever heck she is. She's not black. But do we care? No. Just because she's black. Or just because we think she's black. Just because we think she's black. Then we will allow. Thank you, honey. Okay, thank you. Oh, did he? Yeah. Then thank you. Really? Okay. Sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. That's my husband bringing me some. But yeah, you have to understand, just because they look like us does not mean that they have our best interests at heart. And the best way to see that is to watch who's following them. Pull up Obama's page and see whose face is he grinning in. White folks. Pull up the Attorney General Cameron's page, Daniel Cameron. And see whose face he's grinning in. It's not black. I'm just saying. It's time for us to understand something here. It's time for us to start recognizing people that have our backs. And if they don't have our backs, then it's not somebody that we want to support. And it's time for us to start recognizing these people, these wolves in sheep clothing. Because those people are doing damage to us. They are doing damage to us. And that's the sad part. We're not even recognizing danger. We're not recognizing danger. And we should be able to recognize danger. I look at how for so long we, and even now, we're looking at the churches and how most of the churches have closed. Hold on, you guys. My lips get so dry. I'm sorry. How most of the churches have closed, right? Okay. And I'm glad. Because now this is the time that we can do the reset. Because they're getting ready to reset some things, even with or without, you know, whoever's the next president. It could go one way or another. But I do believe that these next 4 years is going to be telling, is going to be trying, is going to be very difficult for some Black people. If you don't have not stored up your water, if you have not stored up your food, if you've not stored up your toilet paper, and your, I did a story on the emergency preparation. If you've not done that, you are going to be in trouble. Two-thirds are going to die, and because we are not prepared, I'm just saying. But I look at the churches, didn't work for us. And it's still not working for us, but we still have Black people going to church every Sunday. And it's not even the worship day. Saturday, Friday night to Saturday night is the Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. That's your Shabbat. And a lot of people know that. Even pastors, some pastors know that, but will they change it? No. Because why? Because they know Black folk. They know that once you start doing something for so long, you're not going to switch into doing anything different. It's going to take an act of God to get us to do, to put us on. You got some already that's woke and they're willing to do, but you got a whole lot more that's like, I've been serving Jesus. I've been doing it this way for so long, even though it's never worked. It doesn't matter if it worked or not. This is what I was trained. My grandma trained me, my great-great-grandma, my great-great-great. And then we all went to Reverend Howard's church, and I'm going to be here at Reverend Howard's church, even though Reverend Howard had five different women, and he's got five different children with five different women, and he's still out there. I don't care. Reverend Allen is, and then Reverend Allen is just my reverend, and I've just been with him for so long, and I'm going to just die right there on the front row with Reverend Allen. And we determine, even though you know it's not worked forever, it never worked, we don't care. We're going to stay comfortable. We don't want to step into the new. We don't want to step into the unknown. I want to stay right here. I don't care what it is, because I know this and I'm not moving. That's sad. That's sad. That's sad. That's sad. That's very sad. We can see the flood coming, and the flood is coming. But do you think Black folk are trying to run to the higher ground? No. When the Titanic was sinking, people knew it was sinking. Do you think they was trying to think ahead, or how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? They had the violin men playing. Wasn't they playing to the last minute? And people just walk around still dancing and still doing, still drinking and still doing what they wanted to do, right? To the last minute. And then at the last minute, they died because they didn't prepare. You have the signs, but are we listening? Are we watching? Are we listening to people that know more than us? Are we listening? Are we getting a clue, even though we don't know? But he sends people to you. And when I hear new information, you know what I do? I don't pass it. It might be new, something I've never heard before. I had never heard. Somebody was talking the other day about something I've never heard, but about the nationality thing. Well, no, I had heard that before, but I didn't do research. I just started doing my research, so I'm looking for somebody that can really talk me through it. But sometimes you'll hear stuff, and I never, ever, ever just dismiss it, because I believe when Yahshua brings me something or brings me some new information, it's for me. It's for Cassie to learn. It's for me to research. It's for me to investigate it. It's for me to take. It's usually for me to go to the next level. So I never negate. I never ignore it. I never act like I didn't hear it. I always take it and be like, let me write that down so I can look it up later. Seriously. I never just pass it off. I'd be like, okay, let me look that up. I knew. But we have to get to the place where we have to do something that we've not ever done before. Trust us. Wow. We have to trust us. We have to free our minds. But it's not just trusting anybody, it's trusting the right people. It's trusting people that have a heart after Black folk, because we trusted Obama. We've trusted Obama and he did nothing for us. We we have to start recognizing people that's in our corner. We have to start recognizing people that's going to do for us. We have to start recognizing people that's gonna have our back. We have to start recognizing people that's got a heart after us and gonna lead us into the right direction. We trusted the wrong people. We trusted Elijah Cummings. We trusted John Lewis. We trusted Obama. And they was in office forever, 30 years, and did nothing for their own community. That's sad. But did we vote them out? No. We left them in. Maxine Waters, living in a $6 million home, but does nothing for her community. She don't even live in her community. I didn't even know you could run for a vote. You can be in charge of an area that you don't even live in. But did we vote any of the Black caucus members out? No. We know that they're not doing anything, but what are we doing about it? We've just gotten to the place where we are comfortable with them over us, complaining about them not doing anything, complaining about them being over us, complaining about, man, I wish they would do something, knowing that they're not, knowing that they have not, knowing that they won't. But are we proactive into voting them out? No. We'll sit here and complain about white folk. We'll sit here and complain about the Black caucus. We'll sit here and complain about our jobs. We'll sit here and complain about everything except getting up. If you complain about your job, okay, I'm going to save some money and I'm going to give me an online business. If you're complaining about the Black caucus, okay, I am going to run for office. Okay, I have friends that can run for office. Let me get some friends together and let us support one person. You can know somebody else that's really good in that area and maybe not you, and it could be you. Then you get some people that is willing to back you financially for the next 2 years, whether they put $10 every 2 weeks in a kitty for you, and you use that money and they'll help you financially to run for office. I'm just saying, you can't do it by yourself, family. We have others that can help. Don't try to run for office by yourself. Get your help out there. Get your kitty together. Get you some money in your pocket. Start saving now. You can start. We're getting ready to get income tax. Put that aside. Use that for your campaign. I'm just saying, if we want to do something different, we're going to have to do something different. We've been fighting this Moses generation for way too long. We're the Joshua generation. We're the new generation. But we need to act like the new generation, because we got to move Moses out the way. That's even included in Africa. We have to move those old cones, those old dried up prunes that have those old ideas that don't want to change. They want to keep walking in 1969 stuff. So when you put a picture of Jesus on a magazine, they want to send the company into bankruptcy. No, I'd rather see him than one of them white, blue-eyed hair, long-haired, blue-eyed man. Did you know Israel is in Africa, you guys? You guys do know that, right? So how did this blue-eyed, long string haired man come from that area? I'm just saying, come on, you guys, just come on. We'd rather see that. We'd rather be lied to than told the truth. And then when you hear you've been lied to for so long, it's your truth. I understand that. But when somebody come along and try to tell you truth, don't dismiss it. Investigate it, research it, find out. Revelations 2:9 talks about, I know they stole your identity. I know they stolen your identity. Who stole whose identity? That's what your question should have been. But we won't investigate it. We don't even ask the question who. We just, okay, well, that's not my concern right now. So doesn't matter who stole what. It's just not something I'm concerned with right now. No, we have to stop. That is something we should be concerned with when we hear something new. Google is wide open. And for us not to do, for us not to investigate? No, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable, family. We jump in this thing with both feet. We jump and we try. We come together and we help each other. You get in nationwide. We start small, but we nationwide. We got to do this nationwide. We can do this. But it's going to take us doing it. But we have to have faith in us. We've got to trust the process. We've got to start trusting each other. We trust the wrong people. We trust folk, white folk, and they don't have the back. And they just looking at us like, man, how can they be so? I look at us like that, like, man, what's going on with us? I'm embarrassed to be black sometimes. It's like, what in the world is going on? No. Man, that one, the fox is, remember the fox and the gingerbread man? I think I'm just coming. I think this, you know, it was a story with the fox, you know, the gingerbread man was trying to get across the water. I know you guys have heard it. And the fox come and he said, hey, let me help you cross the water. And gingerbread looking at him, he's like, you know, I don't think so. Now, first man said no, right? But the fox didn't convince him now. And the next story, next you turn the page, you see the fox, you know, taking the gingerbread across the water, right? Because the gingerbread get wet, he's dead, right? If the fox eat, if he dead, then get wet, you dead, okay? So either way, you're in a, you know, you're in a hard place, right? So you trusted your enemy. The gingerbread trusted his enemy to take him across the river, trusting him with his life. We are trusting white folk with our life. We're trusting our enemies who have shown us in the past that they have a perpetual hatred, that they don't like you. Every chance they get, Trump was in office to show you black folk how they really feel. And we still want to erase it. We still want to brush it off. We still want to forgive. We still want to act like we didn't see it. We still want to, well, nothing to see. You know, it didn't happen to me, so I don't care. My best friend Amy is good, so I don't have any problems. Amy has not done anything to me. Even though Amy's dad is a racist and Amy has been trained to be a racist, but you will sit up there and say, well, Amy's my best friend. I have not had any problems with Amy and I don't care. So I'm going to trust Amy and we're going to go out partying and I'm going to go over Amy's house and we're going to have a sleepover and I work with Amy. Amy has not caused me no alarm. Well, I'm going to a sleepover at Amy's house and the next day you come up dead. You come up missing. That actually happened. There was a young lady, and I think I've told this story several times. I try to get you guys to understand their mindset because they can fake and shake for years. They can fake and shake for years and know when to strike. The devil know when to strike. His children do too. I'm just saying. This young woman was working with a bunch of them. She thought they were her friend. Went over to sleep over in the morning. Everybody was snug tug in the bed except her. She was dead in the front yard, dead. I'm just saying. Did nobody hear? You had seven girls, 7 to 10 ladies. Nobody heard anything. The devil was alive. Somebody heard something. But guess what? Nobody went to jail. I don't know what happened. Well, we went to bed. She was fine. We went to sleep right there and everybody went to their their respective rooms and we woke up and there she was. Nobody went to jail. I'm just saying. Just like that little fox and the little gingerbread man. Get him in the middle of the road. Get him in the middle of the water. And the fox like, I got you now. And gingerbread is like, oh my God. I can't believe that you're going to eat me. I can't believe that I trusted you. I can't believe. Oh, I can't believe that this is happening. Ain't that how we sound? When white folk have shown you their devilment. And we turn around and be surprised when they call you, hey, nigga, this nigga, go back to Africa, da da da, and drag you behind a car. Or they done shot your son in the head. Or they done hung you up on a tree and you looking down at them be like, but I thought we were friends. What happened? I just can't believe this is happening. How come you can't believe it when they've shown you in the past? Their past has shown you how they are. The past. A lot of people said, oh, I forgive Biden. That was 20 years ago. He's not like that now. What has he done to show you that he's not like that now? What are you saying? What has he done to show you that he's not a racist? What has Biden done? How has he's always been? And you think now that he's old and gray, he's not still a racist? Are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious? He was racist when he was 40 and 50, 60, 70. Now he's 78. And you think he changed in 8 years? Really? What, you think he got a Jesus come to Jesus moment? When he told you he didn't want your his children going to school with y'all, with yours. When he told you he called your children predators. When he told you, I'm building these jails to keep them off the street. Yes, I know what we did. Yes, I know. He told you, yes, I know that it's our fault they're like that, but I don't care. I want them off the street anyway. That's what he said. And what did Carmela Harris say? She admitted that he was racist. She admitted that his bill caused a lot of damage. She admitted that. When she was in her primaries, she wasn't his partner. She wasn't his vice president, but she was running against him. And she said, yes. I wish I could pull that video up. I'm going to try to pull it up right now. I'm going to pull it up right now. I want you guys to hear this. It ain't like you ain't heard it before. Hold on. I just want you to hear this. I want you to hear something. I just want you to hear something. I want you to hear loud and clear. I want you to hear. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Let me see if this is it. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to get this up. She even admitted it, that crime bill did cause a lot of harm in the Black community. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Here it is. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I want you to hear this. Now, she's...
1994 crime bill, it did contribute to mass incarceration in our country. It encouraged and was the first time that we had a federal three strikes law. It funded the building of more prisons in the states.
Okay, did you hear that? Did y'all not hear? Let me hold on. I just want to make sure.
1994 crime bill. It did contribute to mass incarceration in our country. It encouraged and was the first time that we had a federal three strikes law. It funded the building of more prisons in the states.
Okay. That's his running mate. So did we not hear that? Okay. So now that's just like people, oh my God, they're my best friend. And then you go, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe that Carmela, I can't believe that Joe Biden. But he showed you, he's been showing you who he was. And we are just refusing. Trump is racist and I don't care. We just got to get him out. And Joe is not. So how do we deal with the fear? We don't listen to our enemies anymore. We don't listen to them tell us that, oh, I'm good. That used to be me. That's not who I am now. But you've not shown me anything. You've not shown me how you've improved. You've not shown me how you have rehabbed. You've not shown me that, you know, I'm still seeing you smoking crack over there, but you tell me, oh no, I don't smoke crack no more. But I done seen you in a corner and you've been getting down. And now you're trying to tell me, I've stopped doing crack. I've stopped doing crack for at least 30 days. I ain't smoked crack in 30 days. Well, you smoked crack yesterday. But you're going to tell me okay, well, I'm going to believe you anyway. Okay, he said he ain't smoke crack, so we got to believe him. Let's just go head on, and we're going to go on, and da-da-da-da. And then something happened. You go, oh, my God, but you told me that you weren't smoking crack anymore. Did he show you? How did he prove himself? How did Joe prove himself? How did Carmela prove herself? How did they prove themselves to you, Black family? We expect people to prove themselves to us. We stop allowing people just because they smile and grin in your face. Oh, we call them friends. No. People have to prove when you're dating somebody and he beat the hell out you for the 2 years that you were dating. And 5 years later, he come back. He said, baby, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I don't fight women no more. I'm good. You know, did you be okay? You gonna take him back or are you gonna wait? Show me how you've rehabbed. That you guys were married, okay? And now you guys are separated. He comes back and goes, okay, honey, I'm good now. It's been 6 months, I'm good. Just say it's been 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And he comes back and he goes, okay, I'm good now. I don't beat no more women. I don't do none of that. I'm good. You know, did you ask him, well, did you go to rehab? No. Did you go to counseling? No. Have you had a girlfriend since then? No. Well, then how are you going to believe? What did he do to prove to me that he's not an abusive person anymore? Am I just going to take his word for it? Or am I going to ask questions? Most of us don't ask questions. We take their word for it. We take their word for it. I'm sorry. And we say, oh, Biden said he's sorry. Biden apologized. Oh, my God. But he's not shown us anything. So we have to stop taking people's word for it. And we start looking for the proof in their behavior, not what's coming out of their mouth. But look for the proof in their behavior. He wouldn't even talk. He wouldn't even come up with a black agenda or things that he was going to do for Black people. Because Carmela already told him, we're not doing anything just for Black people. You're going to get some because you're in the mix with everybody else. But just for Black people, oh, no. LGBT, they came out the gate and said, oh, we're going to do this for the LGBT and we're going to do this for the immigrants. But when you came up when you asked them about Black people, what they said, oh, no, we ain't doing nothing for just Black people. Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. Oh, no, we can't do that. Okay, so why you can do it for LGBT? Why you can do it for the Jews? Why you can do it for the Indians? Why you can do it for everybody else? But because they know. They know what we can do. They know what's in us because we did it with Black Wall Street. We can do it, family. We did it before Black Wall Street. The only thing they didn't have was a defense. They didn't have their own city. They allow white folk to come in and out of their city. Uh-uh. We put a wall around that city. We have our own defense. We have our own police department. We have our own schools, our own hospital. And no white folk allowed until we get to loving on us. And we come together in our own communities, in our own little world, and we do for self. We don't need them coming up selling us no product, no. We got to do for self. And until we learn how to do that, we're going to continue going through what we're going through. We're going to continue being murdered by the police. We're going to continue going through hell and high water. We're going to continue going through what we're going through. That's all I'm going to say. Nothing is going to change. We have to learn. We have to get our nationality. And I am going to do a show now. I've just been waiting for, I've been trying to get in touch with some Moors because they do know more about it than I do. But I can't get in touch with anybody. So I am planning on doing a show about that. And I will put it, you know, keep you guys posted. But yeah, I do believe that we do have to claim a nationality. I do believe we need our own flag. I do believe that we need our own political party. I do believe that, and that person that we choose will be over us. Okay. I do believe that we need a person that's sitting in the White House next to their president or whatever that can come and say, hey, this is, you know, they can share offices and this is what I'm doing for my people. This is what you can do for your people. But we need a separate, we need two different cultures in that White House. We need a room for our person that's representing us. This is what I'm going to do for my people. And we need a real true Black caucus that can say, okay, this is what we can do and this is what we can't do. And they have to represent Black people and not the immigrants, the Mexicans. Our Black caucus is representing everybody but Black people. No. Our Black caucus should be representing us. We have Mexicans have their caucus. The Asians have their caucus and they represent their own. You don't see the Asians representing the Spanish and the Spanish representing the Asians. They represent their own. Just like the Black caucus should be representing us. But we can't get them jokers to do anything for us. So we vote their behinds out and we replace them with B1 people. That people that's going to say, okay, Black folk, We're going to meet. We need something besides NAACP. We need the B1 Foundation that we're going to meet, and we're going to do Zoom calls, and we're going to find out what's needed in these Black communities, and we're going to make it happen. That's what we need to start doing. That's the only way it's going to work. We have to put us first. We have to start thinking about us. We have to start dreaming and having visions and dreams so that you can see it, you can have it. But we have to start first. We got to start visualizing it first. We're not even visualizing it. We're not even dreaming about it. We're not even thinking about it. We're not even thinking we can have it, let alone dream about it. The last time I remember, I'm thinking about retiring. I talk about it every day. My husband's so tired of me talking about retiring. He don't know what to do. He said, Lord, there go my wife again. I talk about it every day because I'm going to speak that thing into existence. I'm going to overwhelm the universe. I'm going to overwhelm Yahshua. I'm overwhelming my daddy. I'm overwhelming him. I am so ready to retire with pay. I need my investments to come forth, and I need them to come forth now in the name of Yahuwah. That is my prayer, and that is, I'm going to say it every day. Y'all going to look at me. I'm going to be somewhere else. It ain't going to be in the U.S. I guarantee you that. Soon as that, when it come, I'm done. I'm gone. Y'all can stay here and fight. I see one person say, well, I'll be doggone. This is my land, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to stay. You go right ahead, fight, and die. I'm going to be up and out of here, and I'm gone. I'm just saying, I'm not going to fight these crackers for this devastating, this trauma, traumatic earth, this godforsaken piece of nothing. I'm not going to fight them for something that's being destroyed. You sound like an idiot. It's going to be destroyed. United States, America's is going to be destroyed. Why would you want to be in a place that's going to be destroyed, just being destroyed even as we speak? So stop saying, oh, my family came here. They were forced here. They were kidnapped. They came from somewhere and was kidnapped. Once you find out your history and understand your history, where they was coming from, then you'll be more proud to be Black. Because I want to be nothing but Black up in here. You can't pay me to want to be nobody else but Black. Blackity, Black, 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 Black. I love me some Black folk. And I'm hard. Somebody asked me, why are you so hard on Black people? When you're hard on somebody, you're trying to bring the best out of them, right? I try to bring the best out of my people. I love me. I will fight for my Black folk. I will fight for my Black people. I will fight. I have a guy at work, African, and I have to fight for him sometime. I'm like a little sister, right? You know, a little sister. You better leave my little brother alone. You better leave my brother alone. And you the youngest one. He's older than me. But I be fighting for him at work. And he be just like, oh, my God, that's Cassie. Leave Cassie free to leave her buddy alone, because she is not going to let you say. She is not going to let you do anything to him. Leave him alone, because Cassie will handle things, okay? But my thing is, that has to be, because I remember one young lady, when she first got there, she was trying to say something about him, right? And I looked at her and I said, I'm not the one. You can't bring that to me. I don't talk about my own. And I said it just like that. I will not go against my own for them. I will not let you talk about my own in front of me. I'm just not doing it. And until we get to that place, then people will have respect for you. People know at work, it's different topics they don't even want to talk around or talk about around me, because they know I will straighten them out. I remember one girl, she came to me and she was talking about this guy, a Black guy, and he was talking some craziness to what she had heard. And I said, we got to give people the benefit of the doubt. We have to start giving people the benefit of the doubt. I said, you don't know what was going on in his home. You don't know what his mom could have died, kid, dog, anything could have been going on. And they said he had stopped drinking, but he smelled like he had been drinking or something, she was saying. And I said, well, what happened? If you say he had stopped, he probably used to drink and he had stopped, but he's, smelled like he had a sip. What happened? You have to investigate that. If you telling me that he had stopped 3 or 4 years and all of a sudden today you smell something, then we need to find out what's going on. We need to send him the EAP and we need to find out what's going on with him. We can help. We have EAP free. So we need to, make some, help. Come on. We don't just sit up there and talk about each other. And I said, are you bringing that to me? Why? I said, did you ask him? Did you, talk to him about EAP? Did you ask him what's going on? No, you took the information and you brought it to me. You took the information and you ran. Couldn't wait to run your mouth. Couldn't wait to talk about it with somebody else. I'm not going there. I try not to get into other people's stuff because I don't understand. I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't want to judge nobody. I don't want nothing coming back on me. I don't want nothing coming back on my kids. I keep my mouth shut and I try to stick to myself. But we have to get to the place where we are trusting each other. Welcome, 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 welcome. We were just about done here, but I just wanted to, welcome. Thank you for joining. I hope you come back and play the video over, because I'm about done. I just wanted to kind of get in here, and I wanted us to understand how we can change the mindset, and us coming to stick together, and us coming and having a love for each other. And that might mean us just tuning everybody out, and we doing this just us right now. Everybody else, I don't care what you call us, because guess what? They have whites only clubs, right? This is a black only club, and we are here to heal. We are here to love on each other. We are here to build up each other, and we are going to do it. And we're not going to get everybody. I do know that we are not going to get everybody. We can't. That's fine. But we can get the ones that want to do it, and we move forward with them. And I guarantee you, the ones that stand on the sideline, because you got three types. You got people that's going to do, people that's going to stand on the sideline, and people that's eventually, when they see you get moving, they'll join you. Those are the ones we want. Now, you're going to have some that's going to sit on that sideline forever and a day. We let them sit right there. It's okay. Let them sit right there. Okay? But the ones that eventually want to come and join, come on, join. Whenever you feel comfortable, we still going to be here, and we still going to be doing this. So you come on when you're comfortable. We're not going to force you, because if you force people, they have to be ready. Okay? And us talking, trying to get people ready, then they'll want to. Like you said, impact. Part of the black sector. Okay. But we have to get to the place where we are wanting to do something different. We are wanting to, you know, and if they not ready to come and do it different with us, we give them time, but we keep talking, we keep doing over here. We keep talking, we keep building, we keep doing. And eventually they'll see us building and they'll be like, oh my God, they are serious. They are doing so. Because how many times have you known to actually talk and not do, right? No, we're not going to do that. How many people we meet that are talking but not doing, okay? But they want to see us doing. We have to show them that we're doing, and they'll come right on over there and do with us, right? That's what we have to do, but we have to start somewhere, family. We can't. How many people you've met, people that every time you talk about doing something different, doing something for family, they'll come up with why we can't do it. Hold on. Back up. You stand over there with your I can't, or we can't, they can't. We can't. No, you stand over there. And until you say we can, then you can join Black Unity. Yes. Until you come and say what you're willing to contribute to what we're doing, then you can join. But if all you have to do and all they want to do is say, oh, what we can't do, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We must stick together as Black. Yes, we have to stick together. But a lot of times we don't know how. You have to understand, we have learned, they have taught us how to treat each other. They've taught us how to look at each other dishonestly. We have a lot of work to do, but it's going to take us educating ourselves first. And like you said, we must stick together, but we got to come together, just us. We got to have just us. We got to have our Black schools back. We got to have our Black teachers. We got to have that first, because we need to start teaching our children how to. We need to retrain this right here. We need to start retraining this, okay? We have to build up some of our own Black companies. And we have to, even in our companies, we have to do those days where you are having like a come to Jesus moment, okay? A come to Black folk moment, a come to be Black moment. You know what I'm saying? A Black of the proud moment. You got to come back to that. We don't do that anymore. We are ashamed to be Black. I have on my little stuff right now, we're just to work, and I have some Black guys, and they want to come and, you going, you know, you think you wishy, what they say? Oh, you going to back to the jungle. I looked at them, I said, see, that's that white supremacy stuff coming out your mouth. I get on them. You ain't finna act crazy with me. I get on them because I want them to help them understand. We're not doing no white supremacy here. You going to come correct, you ain't going to come at all. And they thought it was funny, and I looked at them, and I didn't crack a smile, and it was like, They understood. That's not something I laugh about. I don't joke about my culture. I don't joke about being Black, because guess what? We got enough white folk doing that for us. I don't need you coming over here talking about the jungle and talking about the monkeys and talking about the trees. No, that's white supremacy. And until you do better and act better, then don't come over here with that. Sometimes you have to shut folk down and teach them how to think. We now have to teach each other how to think. If you're positive and you're ready and you're sowing seeds, you keep sowing those seeds. We have to sow seeds, but we also have to see the vision. We have to see us already there. You got to see the house. You're trying to build it. You have to see the steps. You have to see the house already built. You have to write down the plan. You have to, okay, first we're going to do this. Second, we're going to do this. Third, we're going to do this. Fourth, we're going to do this. And five, you'll have your house built. That's what it's going to take for us. That's what it's going to take. No, thank you, honey. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take us doing the work. But until we do the work, and my husband trying to give you some treats, candy or something, whatever. But no, But my thing is, until we understand what it's time for us to do and us to come together, you say you 86%, honey, you black, black is black. Black is black, light skin, you still black. But my thing is, we have to get to the place where we are loving on each other. I don't care if you blackity black, black or light skin, 86%, you still black, ready. And it's time for us to appreciate being black. I don't care what shade you are. I don't care, because I think about how when we were little and, you know, when you were as dark as I am, I had a cousin that was 86% black, right? But she was more light skinned. So the family began to treat her better. I've been through that. But guess what? It's okay, because now it's time for us to heal. It's time for us to come together and to deal with some of these traumas. But I wish that we could have like the therapist, the black therapist, to come together and begin to do some classes online for us. And I think there's one lady, Michi X's friend, Shonda, or I don't know her name, but she does classes on Saturdays. But I do believe that it's gonna take us taking classes. I do believe that it's gonna take us going to therapy, getting this right, but it's gonna take us coming from among them. You know what I'm saying? We have to start doing it different. Because when we go to therapy and then we come and work with them and we come and be around them, we come and, you know, you're gonna get recontaminated, right? So you have to break free. We have to begin to get our own land. I knew one family, 19 family members that got some land and they're building on that land. They're doing what they need to do. And I hope you're supporting them. They have a Cash App and I hope and pray that we are supporting them, okay? We have got, it's time for us to come together to do for self. That's the only way that we're going to get our minds right. We have to do group economics. We have to start thinking about us. And because you like your blackness, because you love being black, does not mean I hate anybody else. And it bothers me when I talk about black people and people say, oh, you must be racist. That has nothing to do. Or you don't like white people. Have I said I don't like white people? I don't even talk about white people, because I don't talk about them, because I don't think about how I'm going to come together with them and how we going to build this house together, how we going to build on this land together, because I don't want to be around them. Does that mean I don't like them? I love being black and I love to be around black people. And I believe that it's only going to change when we come together to be around us. You understand what I'm saying? We have to get rid of that slave mentality, and only slaves are fearful. We're not slaves. We don't have to walk in fear. We walk in fear amongst them all the time. Fear of what? Fear that we're going to be called a racist. Fear that we're going to be called, we're going to be, they're going to say, oh, you don't like, you know, white folks, so this is why you act like you do. It doesn't matter what they say. We don't need them. They'll come on sometimes on Facebook, Facebook, and we're having a conversation, a black conversation, and they want to butt in. And I'd be like, you could sit this one out. Until you walk in my black shoes, you cannot even be a part of this conversation, because you don't know what it is to be black. Just like I don't know what it is to be white, I wouldn't dare try to come and bogart your conversation. Sit down and learn something from black folk that's black, blackity, black, black. And I'm not one of them that, because I'm getting, you know, some black folk, because they're getting paid by white folk, they have a white mentality, or they don't want to be themselves, or they don't feel like they can talk black, they don't feel like they can be black, they don't feel like they can think black, and they don't even act black. But they, you know, they won't even say anything black, you know, concerning black. They're so busy trying to please white folk because they're paying you. But no, I work, I have a job, and I'm telling you, they pay me, but still they know, my supervisor know. I'll say something black in a minute. I'll say something about these, she knows. So we have an agreement, okay? And I know what to say, when not to, but I'm not gonna sit up there and be trying to act white on my job. I don't do that. I wore my African stuff, and some white folks, ooh, honey, I get them so mad sometimes, because some of them be trying to say, they be trying to talk trash, and I get right with them. And then I have some that are, you know, they okay with it. That's cool. But yes, those are sellouts. Yeah, we have sellouts. We must be among our own. Yes, I do believe that. I like being around other black people as well. Yes. So yes, we have to understand that it is time for us to be around us. It's time for us to come from among, be separate, and learn out the ways. We got to stop. We've learned a lot of their ways. We've taken on a lot of their culture, but it is time for us to throw away that slave mentality. We are free. We don't still have to eat pork chitlins. We don't have to still eat pork. We don't have to still eat like we're slaves. We don't still have to, you know, dress like we're slaves. We don't have to think like we're slaves. We are free, you guys, and we are free right now, and we can show them how we want to be treated. We show them by us treating each other right. Now, we kill each other, black on black crime, but they got white on white crime. They got Asian on Asian. We kill each other because that's who we're around. They kill white on white because that's who they're around. So it bothers me when I hear black people say, oh, we have black on black crime. Well, they have white on white crime. So stop it. I hate that with that stereotype white supremacy stuff. Let me see. I really didn't want to be on here, you know, hour and a half is long enough. I do appreciate everybody that tuned in and will tune in after I'm done, that'll play the video back. I do appreciate you coming in and you having fun with me and we talking up and chatting it up. We're going to do this again next Thursday or Friday. Just watch your calendars. I will post ahead of time when I'm coming on. And then that way that'll give you time. But remember what we talked about and remember it is time for us to come together. It's time for us to run for some of these offices. It is time for us to plan our strategy now, what we're going to do within the next 2 years. If we're running for some of these Black caucus, school board, mayors need to be replaced. City councils need to be replaced. The sheriffs need to be replaced. We need to find out what we're going to do. If this is we won't get everybody, but so we can expand and we can run for some of those offices. But just know that it's time for us to buy land. It's time for us to come together as us, and it's time for us to do better, and it's time for us to invest in us. It's time for us to buy your land and get you some families, get you like 19 and 38 year old. And you could take it from the 19 families that bought in Tombstone, Georgia. They help you to create. We don't need to go out here and reinvent the wheel. If the 19 families are doing it, you follow in their footsteps and we do the same thing. But my thing is, I'm not trying to stay here to fight for nothing. I don't want to fight for no land. I don't want to build here. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to spend a dime with America. I'm serious. I want us to bankrupt America. That is my dream, that we, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, I don't celebrate any of that, but I just wish that we would come together and bankrupt America and not spend thousands of dollars on toys. Spend thousands of dollars pulling your monies together, group economics, and coming up with your community store. Spend thousands of dollars coming up, buying you some land so that you can develop your own. Spend thousands of dollars on yourself, on your dream and your vision, because they're not going to give it to you. So how are we going to get it? We come together and we bless each other. We, that's called group economics, and Dr. Claude Anderson talked about the group economics. We've got to change this, and how do we do that? We have to come together and be amongst each other and love on each other. We have to, you guys. If we don't, we'll look at this in the next 20 years, nothing will change. We'll be in the same predicament we are in now. We'll be in the same rut. Do we want this for the next 4 years, or do we start now creating our new reality that we want? Creating our new Black world, or do we just, okay, we just complain for the next 4 years, still don't do anything, get up and get two creepy, more disgusting little politicians that they say, okay, these only two choices you have. You got the devil or Satan, which one you want? They're both evil, but you got to pick one. One is more evil than the other. You got to figure out which one is more evil, and they're both evil. They're both looking at each other like, you know, both of them are evil. So you want us to pick the devil from Satan from Lucifer? Are you serious? Come on. Come on. That don't work like that. We don't want to pick either. We want our own choices. I believe that we need our own political party. I do believe, and we've talked a little bit about that. I believe that we need our own political party. And Maurice Muhammad, I think he has his own show. It comes on every day at 1 o'clock. It comes under Maurice Muhammad 3 years, I think, or Darnell. He does come on, and he is on my Facebook page. So if you guys are not friends with me on Facebook page, on Facebook, ask a friend request and you can see him, because I always put him, you know, he's on there. He is coming up with our own party. So just stay tuned. It's coming. but I want us to support it. We had a judge here in my area that ran. She ran for judge. She's Black. She's scraped. She went to school when she was 29. She is running for judge now. And do you not know, now one Black person supported her. We have to start supporting our own, you guys. We can't be so adamant on supporting theirs because I don't want people to think I'm racist, so I'm not going to even look over there. No, they don't do that. They look over there. They participate. They help their own. They finance their own. They give their own money. They do this stuff. It's us that don't. We got to stop. Stop it. We can't keep doing that. Yes, both Biden and Trump are racist, yes. But guess what? The media didn't tell us that. The media said what? What did the media tell us? The media said, oh, Trump is more racist. We talked a little bit about that. So, Randy, if you go back in the show, you'll see what we talked about that also. But, you guys, I did not want to be here. I just want us to start loving on each other. It's time. But I do appreciate each and every person that joined, that came by, that said, hey, had comments, that even just showed some support. I know you could find something else to do, but you chose to come here and spend time with me. I do appreciate it. I'm on Blog Talk and I'm doing a YouTube. I do have a YouTube page. You guys like and share the video. I want you guys to give me the thumbs up. I want you guys to share this video. I want you guys to leave your comments. And with that said, I want you guys to have an amazing rest of your week. Be very careful. I think they are holding on the results as far as the, I do think it's going to be some cheating going on as far as Biden and Kamala and Trump. Take your candy bars with you. Don't leave home without them. Okay. We practice our Second Amendment. Get your passport. Start saving up on food, toilet paper, matches, camping gear. Start saving all that stuff because we will probably need it within the next 4 years. Okay. We're getting ready to get into some very trying times, you guys. So I hope you're ready. With that said, I want you guys to have an amazing night and thank you for joining, and we'll do it again next week. Peace.